traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
There's always those big events, and you always remember where you were and who you were with and how you were feeling and the celebration, and that's it. Where were you when Logan Paul beat Floyd Mayweather? Here are Miami Good Times. Our producer Dylan just slayed it for us. He is shirtless. He's a shirtless man. I walk up to the top of the Dream Hotel on the rooftop here in Miami. By the way, shout out to the Dream for letting us use their space to make the number one podcast in the world. And also welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Here we are live, sort of, in Miami, coming at you. The gang is all here.
All of us.
even Mike.
Even that guy.
Even Mike is back. Addressed nothing off camera. We're going to do it all live, public, for your entertainment. And, yeah, shout out to the Dream for allowing us to stay at this beautiful rooftop in Miami. And they hooked Mike up with the 6th suite. He got a private little balcony, which I thought was a little much for a micro-influencer, but it's fine.
Whoa, you forgot about me. They brought a cot from my buddy Reed. They rolled it in. It was real nice.
My chef is sleeping on my couch.
They were like, yo, why don't we just sleep in together? And I go, hey, man, I'm a grown-ass man with a girlfriend. Why don't you go sleep on the cot? And he was very upset with me. But it was nice. It's like olden days.
Yeah, it's all good. The gang's all back. Guys, thanks for listening to Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. And, shit. When you got an episode of this magnitude, where do you even start? I'm fighting Floyd Mayweather in T-minus 3-4 days.
I can't believe it.
One of the greatest boxers of our generation. I get to grace the ring with him and take everything away from him. I'm feeling so healthy, so happy, and just ready, like over prepared mentally and physically. I feel good. The blades are sharp. And then, I've been away from LA.
Yeah, I saw you guys did an episode of the podcast without me.
Yeah.
Real calm, real cool, collected, like a nice little siesta. Like a Spanish siesta. You guys like that laid back vibe?
For some reason, it was my favorite episode. Yeah. I don't know why.
The audience loved it. The audience loved it too. They were all in the comments. You know, we like this laid back vibe.
I'd say it was. 80.
Well, guess what, motherfuckers? Okay. That's how we fucking get down here.
Oh.
This is Impulsive. This is a show about controversy. This is a show about causing trouble. This is a show about beating undefeated boxers.
Yeah.
Why did you look at me the whole time?
Because I'm scared of Logan, to be completely honest with you. I just spilled water on his beautiful sweatsuit.
It's all good. It looked like a urine stain, but it's all good. It looked like a sexy urine stain. Maverick Athletics, our new line's dropping June 4th. Little side plug for you there. It's my favorite drop yet, as per all our new drops. But, where do you start? Mike's ex-girlfriend's pregnant? That's weird. Are you the dad? I mean, like, I'll just say it, dude. Like, you can't massage around it. Like, Lana Rhodes is pregnant. That's where I'm starting. I seen the headlines.
God, there's no line with you guys
on Instagram. What happens?
There's no line,
bro. We both break up with our girlfriends. My ex starts seeing a TikToker. His gets pregnant. Which is worse?
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, hold on.
I
let
think
me.
Yours. My mom thinks Lana getting pregnant is like a. Is like a get back prank at Mike.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I gotcha.
She's committed.
I'm
coming up the stairs. Gotcha, Mike. I guess his fucking feet are swollen, Mike. Ah, gotcha.
Are you the dad?
This is a serious topic.
Okay. Congrats, Lana.
Unless never it's before, Mike, never before have I gotten more messages in my life in more different languages. Than the past 24
and more
hours.
Different languages. You gotta elaborate this.
Swiss, Italian, Irish, Anglo-Saxon. I've gotten messages of every denomination, religion, culture.
What are they texting you, Mazel Tov? What
no,
are they saying?
They're saying, "Are you the dad?"
Oh,
we want to know.
Congrats, Mike. You're the dad.
Yeah, you gotta be.
I put up a pretty. This is a serious topic. I put up a pretty. You know, weird tweet about the Maury show. Didn't answer. No, it's not funny. All right, I shouldn't have fucking done it. All right, but that was where my brain went because I'm a fucking idiot. But I'll address it here on the number one podcast in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, can I get a drum roll? In the 8-week pregnancy of Instagram model extraordinaire Lana Rhodes, Mike, you are not the father.
Boo. I was ready to be Uncle Logan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll address this quickly. Roughly, call it a few months ago, me and the absolutely stunning, sweet, beautiful, great Amara Maple.
You have a sniper on?
You relax yourself. That's how I always talk
the
about
red
her.
Beard, the sweet, nice, amazing.
Is that enough? Are we good? Are we good? Is that enough up there?
You can add pregnant.
Pregnant, yeah. Amara Maple. We split up. You guys may know this. During that time, I started to see other people. She also started to see someone specifically during that time. We remained friends. We continued talking. The result of her interactions with said new person resulted in a bun in the oven. And I know the sentiment around that has been surprise and oh my God, this can't be real. Oh my God, she's keeping it. But I know Amara obviously better than most. The only thing she has ever wanted has been a kid. She has been through a miscarriage in her previous relationship, had a nursery at the house, was very excited about that, and is ecstatic to bring a kid into this world, is ecstatic to be a mother, is ecstatic to start that journey and to raise a kid. And I am so excited and happy for her and just pumped for her to do what she wants and to do what makes her happy. And I stand behind her 100% and support her and whatever she needs from me in the future.
It's actually very sweet, Mike. That's very sweet. Yeah, and all jokes aside, congrats to Amara. That is a next chapter. That's a big step, and I'm excited for her. Who's the dad, though? We don't even know.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Does she know?
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm.
But Ian, you know.
David raised his hand. Was that you saying it's you, or was... Oh, David's saying he knows because he wants to sell the information to TMZ. Just please
Which
stop.
You should.
No, stop.
Which you should.
Because now they're going to start calling.
Wait a second.
Get that back.
You can get money for this?
Just anyways.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
How you been?
Good. I heard LA is opening up again.
Completely
you know,
open.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about it a lot because in Puerto Rico it's isolated. Still got a curfew and, you know, I hear everyone's just getting drunk and fucking in LA. That's like the word on the street.
Wait, you're thinking about what as it regards to LA, as it pertains to LA?
Just like how my friends are doing, it's where I used to live.
Are you bored?
Oh, is this like you guys are going to try to convince me to come back?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not.
I mean, you just set it up like that. You're like, so my friends are having fun and I'm just
Before you go any further and ask about LA anymore, I should say this. Broly, the sadness in his eyes.
The dog.
Yeah,
my
the
dog.
And the house, just, it feels empty. The city feels empty.
Mm.
And I honestly feel no pressure to even consider coming back, but there's been a lot of different girls coming up to me, like, if only Logan was in town.
Right.
And, you know, big deal, brand deals. And also just, you know, L.A., yeah, they were thinking about giving me the key to the city. You came back. No pressure.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not coming back.
Fuck.
No chance. Yep, Puerto Rico is my new home.
Do you like it?
Love it.
You do?
Yeah, it's also perfect for training camp. I really noticed the difference between training camp in Puerto Rico and L.A. No offense, I love you guys, but, like, not having to worry about Mike coming home at 2 a.m., With God knows what. You know what I'm saying?
I love you said what.
Come on.
We don't even know what it is.
Even I love you, Georgie, but like when you come over, you know, middle of the day and you get me all hyped up with your energy, like you have positive energy, bro. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. It all just drains away from the camp. And I really do feel in Puerto Rico, every fucking ounce of energy is allocated towards the camp. And I do feel like even my aura is a little different. I'm more focused. I feel like I've been trained to do the one thing. And, like, that's it. And I like it a lot. Yeah. Except, you know, I have been, like, getting a little FOMO vibes. Like, bro, someone said, yo, I'm going to Poppy tonight. I said Poppy?
Yeah.
It's been years.
I was about to say, did that close down?
Yeah, everything closed, but now it's all reopened.
No, I thought it was, like, completely closed.
They kept Poppy open. Wow. They closed the Avenue and a couple other places. But
So there's no, like, surely there's tea. Of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, there's the drama's already re-popped off. I mean, there's stuff going on in LA, but I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't mean to be a dick to any of the people in LA, but it's kind of below you. I mean, you're you told me in 2017, 2018 that you wanted to be the biggest entertainer in the world. I'm going to watch you at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on Sunday fight Floyd Mayweather. The entire world is going to be watching on Showtime and, of course, also on Famio. Do you honestly give a fuck who cheated on who at Poppy this past week, Logan?
Not one.
Okay.
Not one fuck.
Okay.
Second
round, he's okay. Like, fuck, who was it?
No, it's entertaining when you're there. Like, the gossip and the drama helps pass the time. It's your click, it's your circle. But, like, I'm just on a different wave now. And I also hope that everyone reaches a point in their life where they're ready to evolve. Like, I am ready for that next chapter. You know, I'm 26. I did LA for 7 years. I feel like I conquered it. I had my hoe days. The hoe days are over. You know, I'm looking for wifey, and she out there somewhere.
She's looking for you too, man.
Hey,
trust
me. Logan is the king of that shit. Like, we'll be at a club, and you just see a girl like, dude, this is wifey.
I always used to yell at him for that.
I was like, hey, bro, throw it back in the streets.
It was
Sean Kingston.
By the way, this is not
best,
towards anybody that he's been publicly with.
No. Sean Kingston said it best. Damn all these beautiful girls. They're everywhere. And damn all of them, because there's too many, and I love them all. Except not anymore, though. That's what I'm saying. Not anymore. I only got eyes for Floyd Mayweather.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to drop something there. But he has always been like, if you open the second drawer in his bathroom right now, it's filled with toothbrushes. All expired girl toothbrushes. There's like 40 of them.
Why would I throw them out?
Just in case they come back.
Just can't mix them up.
Were you Colgate or Crest? I'm sorry. Just use this one.
He rhymes them. He's like, breast with Crest. Okay. Oops.
Nah, that was a 2 out of 10 joke.
It's been a while. But I'm stretching here.
You're rusty. It's fine. We all are.
Let's move on from
there. Regarding Puerto Rico. You very much enjoy being down there for training camp.
Yeah.
Have you thought at all about what life might be like outside of training camp out there? Or are you going right back into training camp?
I mean, who knows? Like, boxing's a lifestyle now for Jake and I. And, like, I know it sounds so ridiculous, but this is it, guys. This is where we're leaning. You know what I'm saying? We purchased the warehouse. We are outfitting it to be our gym, our home. To train in, and Puerto Rico, even beyond that, is just beautiful. Like, the people there are awesome. We've started making friends in our own little community in Dorado, and yeah, man, it's not as like isolated as you think. I don't know. Yeah.
That sounded like a good answer. Sure. Regarding you as an entertainer, I spoke about it earlier. You've always wanted to be the number one entertainer in the world. Is Sunday night peak for you? Is that it? Do you see anything bigger? Is it boxing? Is it movies? Or is there anything that could be bigger than Logan Paul fighting one of the
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups? Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Greatest boxers in the history of the sport.
I thought about this a lot. Got a lot of time to think out there on your lonesome. The answer is no, Mike. No. I really do genuinely believe that this event on Sunday, June 6th, will be the biggest event in my life ever. I'll have other big things, make no mistake, but the magnitude of this one is going to be unmatched. I mean, there's so much on the line here for me and for Floyd, more for Floyd, honestly. but the stakes and the story, and this feels like the closing of a very special chapter in my life. It's very important to me. The stakes have set themselves up perfectly for this fight, and it's going to be tough, man. I just think the amount of hype and the opportunity and everything behind this fight is otherworldly, almost. Like I've always said this, like on some universal, like, God bless me with this shit, and I'll have other big things in my life, but everyone has that moment in their life that defines their entire life. Right, their entire life. And Sunday, June 6th is mine. And I get a bit of a cheat code because I know the date. I know the time. I got to prepare for it, right? Not everyone does. Like, who knows what that moment is going to be like in your life, George, or you, Mike. Like, who knows? But when it happens, you're going to know what it is, man. It might be fucking 6 seconds. You fucking save a life in the blink of an eye, right? It might be over the course of 8 months. You're terminally ill and you battle a disease and beat it. Like, whatever it is, like, everyone has that moment that defines their life. And Sunday, June 6th is mine, and I don't think anything will ever top it.
Oh, my God, dude. That just pumped me up.
Somebody
that
asked
just pumped
me, to go,
me up.
Do you think that Logan deadass could beat Mayweather? And the thought process behind it is, like, let's be realistic, he's the best boxer in the world.
Logan.
Yeah.
Not me. but I think everybody who's close to us always see you doing something, and we're always like, he's going to do something that's like, that will set the mark. You know what I mean? I feel like you're going to hit that glass ceiling and then break it. Dude, I don't know why this pat, and I texted you this. I go, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like he didn't duck at the right time, or maybe you got him. Somehow your training matched up with the timing of his age and his speed. Like, I feel it. They're going to clip this if it doesn't go that way, but I feel it. I feel like you're going to knock him out somehow. I don't know why.
Dude, if...
Yeah, the rules came out today. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that for a sec?
I mean, fuck.
There's already been
Is there any rules in fighting now? Like,
there's rules in this fight, this is evidently.
There's one big rule that a lot of people are talking about. I think, you know, people are speculating about, at least. Did you know about it? The rules before it was announced today, obviously?
I heard some stuff, and I pushed back on some stuff.
Yeah. Do you want me to? So there will be no winner announced.
Ooh.
What?
For the fight. Yeah, there will be no winner announced. Now,
no judges.
No judges. Now, if someone were to knock the living
wait,
know, George.
Which knockouts are legal?
Knockouts are fine.
What?
Yes.
Because it's technically an exhibition, right? Like, even the gloves, we were pushing for 10s. 12-ounce gloves, which not a huge difference, but a difference nonetheless.
Did my man get scared last second?
Yes, so that's what I was
going to...
That's
a bitch
move. That's what I was going to ask you. This protects only Floyd in a lot of ways. I mean, this protects Floyd from from the possibility without knockout of going
to
50 and
1. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
If this went 8 rounds and there were judges, and I pretty clearly beat Floyd... Do you think the judges would give me the fight? No. Fuck no.
So it doesn't matter
anyway. Fuck
anyways.
No.
Okay.
He is so deep in boxing to protect the sanctity of the sport, they'd give it to Floyd. So, like, you know.
Dude, that's when we come in and pay the judges.
With crypto.
With cryptocurrency.
Do you take Ethereum?
You know who the ref is for the fight, right?
Oh, thank God there's a ref.
Jack Reese.
It's Stone Cold
Jack
Steve
Reese.
Austin.
It's actually Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It's Randy Orton, and he's slithering in. Yo, Randy Orton DM'd me. I can't believe it.
What?
On Twitter. He said some shit like, "You crafty motherfucker. I can't believe you pulled this off." Yeah. I was like, dog, he slithered in my DMs.
A lot of DMs coming your way lately.
Yeah?
Any supporters that you weren't surprised?
Supporters? Dude, yo, you want to know something crazy?
The guy from Breaking Bad?
What?
Did he come around?
No.
Fuck.
No. So I said this in an interview today. People hate Floyd.
Yeah.
People hate him.
Yep.
Everyone in Puerto Rico violently condemning him. You better kill that motherfucker. I'm like, whoa. Chill. Like, what did he do? Right? Everywhere I travel. Yo, you better beat his ass. It's because he beat everyone's favorite fighter.
Think about it. He beat
everyone's favorite fighter, and everyone wants to see him lose. I have so much support. Doug, do you know that Conor McGregor was a bigger underdog than I was going into this fight?
Really?
Based on the odds? More people are betting on me to win than they did on Conor McGregor.
Like, they probably knew about his stamina.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, yeah. Maybe. But that's crazy.
Why do you think that?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing? Manager Jeff, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, quick round of applause for the man who pretty much put this thing together. Is that accurate?
Yeah, him and his friend Matt.
A lot of help.
Yeah, but you crushed it. And that's very humble of you to say that. But you did a great job, and you continue to do a great job.
I want to mention this real quick because I think it's cool. You know, growing up, I'd see these fighters, you know, these NASCAR drivers with sponsors. And, bro, being sponsored is the coolest thing ever. You know, you always remember that skater. It was like the skater and the BMX guys.
Yeah.
We were younger, like, yo, I'm sponsored by
Haro.
And I'm like, whoa, that's
Dino.
Crazy. And
S&M.
We have a lot really, not a lot, but we have selected a few. We had a lot of options, but we've selected a few really awesome sponsors for this fight.
Yep.
This isn't even part of it. I just want to mention it because I think it's cool, and one of them I want you to be on the lookout for. We got Atari. We're sponsored by Atari, which is awesome. Everyone grew up with an Atari. Generation millennials grew up with Atari, hearing about Atari. They're gonna be right on my thigh on the front. We got Blockfolio, which I'm sure if you trade crypto, you know Blockfolio. I use it every single day, and obviously when I can partner with the sponsor that I use vehemently, it's fantastic. And there's gonna be a QR code. Keep a lookout for it because we're giving away $100,000. 10 people are gonna get $10,000 in Ethereum, and so kind of like guerrilla marketing style. Keep an eye out on the QR code. You're going to see NTV for the fight. Scan it. I think download Blockfolio. The instructions will be there, but it'll all be there. Fashion Nova, shout out Rich. Always has our back. Fashion Nova, one of the coolest fashion brands in the game. Superbid is another big one. An amazing token. An even better app. And platform. We're going to, platform. We're going to be doing a, I don't know if I could say, but after the fight, keep an eye out for Superbid. It's on the Beltline, which is awesome. And Current. We know Current. Yep. We love Current. They sponsored our Pokemon stream. And then Rain, the energy drink, the healthy energy drink. And so, yeah, a lot of cool sponsors that I'm excited to help blast, man. And I do take pride in the brands I'm putting on my shorts because they're important to me and they have to align with me. And keep an eye out for it.
That's cool.
Let's go. You try to keep things a little hush-hush on the front end of these fights, what you're planning to do, what kind of punches you're planning to throw, what you're – you know, process looks like. Is there anything you can share about your strategy going into this fight, either physical or mental or emotional or sexual?
I do plan on fighting hard.
In which way?
With a boner.
Okay. Yeah.
There's not a Blue Chew sponsor on this episode. Because this, damn it.
No. We're prepared for anything is the answer. We're prepared for anything. A lot of people think I'm going to gas because I got muscles and I've never fought an 8-round fight before I get it, but we're prepared. We sparring much, much harder than that, much longer than that. I don't know. I need every edge I can get, you know, so I don't like to say too much. And Floyd's petty as fuck. He watches my shit. And as much as he pretends like he doesn't give a fuck about the fight and he's not trying. I think he called it a legalized bank robbery.
Bank robbery. Yo, weirdest thing I've ever heard.
He cares. I know how hard he's training. His boys saying he's training harder than he did for Canelo. Quote unquote, you'd think he's fighting a world title fight. And, you know, he keeps it hush hush because he doesn't want to act like he cares, but he cares because he knows how much is on the line.
But he is fighting a world title fight. Not for a belt, but the world is watching.
Public opinion.
Public opinion is the most important. Yeah. The internet.
I got to ask, and not to be a hater in this, but like, what's the outcome if there's no winner?
Handshake. Tyson Roy Jones Jr.
I mean, they've not officially said that yet.
Yeah, but fuck that. Fuck that.
Well, it's just like everybody waits for the fucking, give me your hand, the fucking, you know what I mean? What the fuck are you doing afterwards? Hey, man, thanks for showing up.
Nah, hey, someone's getting knocked out.
Right?
Someone's getting knocked out.
And dude, promise me if you knock him out, you run over, grab his hand, and then raise your hand. So that way they know who won. Well, so as soon as he's on the ground, just grab his hand and just go.
They'll know.
It is 10-ounce gloves. 12-ounce gloves, no headgear.
Somebody's getting knocked out.
Thank you.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors, and we got some good ones today. We want to tell you guys about a great product. It's called Element. As you know, our body needs electrolytes, plain and simple, and when we sweat, fast, diet, or just live everyday lives, we lose them, leading to headaches, muscle cramps, and weakness. We need them replaced, but maybe we don't want a sugary sport drink to do the job, and we're here to tell you about Element, the healthy alternative.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
For sugary electrolyte drinks. Each grab-and-go stick pack replaces essential electrolytes with no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, or any other junk. We all know the popular electrolyte drinks, and they're packed with sugar, as you probably know. This is the version that's actually good for you. It's a great way to support your health and fitness lifestyle, strength training, recovery, or keto diet, which is great for me. In fact, Element is the exclusive hydration partner to Team USA Weightlifting and many Olympic athletes. They have amazing flavors like citrus, watermelon, orange, and raspberry. As a member of our community, Element has a very special offer. As a listener of the Impulsive Podcast, you can get your free Element sample pack. You only cover the cost of shipping by going to drinkelement.com/Logan. Each sample pack contains 7 packets, each different flavors.
It's delicious.
To get your free sample pack today, go to drinkelement.com/Logan. Just pay shipping. That's drinkelement.com/Logan. The link is in the description.
It's delicious. Yeah? It really is. Do you think it'll help fix my strange eye?
Yeah. No, I don't know if we could say that. Probably not. But it will give you electrolytes, which I know you need. All right, back to the program.
So, mind state. You've walked into packed stadiums in Manchester filled with people who've vehemently hated you,
yeah.
Filled to the brim, and yeah. I remember that. You walked into the Staples Center to a more of a mixed crowd, both very high-intensity fights. You had to feel that. What do you think, how are you visualizing that walkout, and what do you think that feeling is going to be like, and how is it going to be different walking into the Hard Rock to fight Floyd Mayweather?
You know, one of the hardest things about fight camp, and you can ask Jake this too, and probably any fighter, to be honest, is that that 20 minutes before your mind shuts off before bed.
Okay.
Because when you are alone and you close your eyes at night, you think about everything. And I visualize. I'm visual as fuck. Like, at heart, I'm a director, so I see everything. I've seen every possible outcome for this fight, both positive and negative, and I've visualized the walkout 1,000 times. How I'm able to control how fast my heart is beating at night, right? And I've lived it. I've been there. That. The knockout, the win, the first bell ring, like, I've seen it, and I'm ready. Like, I'm used to it. Is that weird to say? I've not done it yet, but I'm used to it, because, like, I mean, I guess I have done it with Manchester and the Staples Center, even, like, WWE helped, and just, like, being in front of these big crowds and feeling that energy. And every fight, every single fight afterwards, I always recollect that I didn't remember the crowd. I never remember the crowd. I never remember when they cheered, when they booed, what they were like, who was where. And last fight, like I said, I've said this before, I didn't feel present. Like, I remember walking into the ring and, like, I waved at, like, you, and I waved at some of my friends, some girls. I was like, hey, like, I wasn't fucking, like, in like fight mode. This is just, like, laser focus. I'm not looking at anyone. We keeping the squad thin. And just get in there, and it's just another day at the office. Business as usual. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're keeping your squad thin, but I have invited everyone. I've invited everyone. Oh, and yeah. You wanted me to, because you wanted everybody to see you in this magical moment,
I
right?
just think it's going to be one of those things where, like, this is what I said this morning. Where were you when Logan Paul beat Floyd Mayweather? Where the fuck were you? There's always those big events, and you always remember where you were and who you were with and how you were feeling and the celebration, and that's it. Where were you when Logan Paul beat Floyd Mayweather? And, yeah, for my closest friends.
Family.
Family, such as you guys. And I like that you are there with me. And I don't plan to stay in Miami to celebrate.
I'm sorry, what's that?
No. But think about this. Beat Floyd Mayweather? I just ruined his life. I just ruined his life. If he was mad about a fucking hat, about a hat, and threatening to kill Jake, imagine I take everything from him. The goons are coming. It's too hot on this block to stay in Miami. I'm out, bro.
Out.
Flying to an undisclosed location. You will not find me, but you will see me fucked up. It's too hot on this block chain. It's also the crypto convention here.
It's crypto week. And to be completely honest with you, it's too hot on this block without the Floyd Mayweather fight. Miami's been a little dangerous the past couple weeks, which I hate to see. Speaking of dangerous, you just mentioned it.
What? I didn't know that.
Gotcha hat. We got to talk about Gotcha hat. One of the biggest, you know, micro events of this fight, and potentially one of the biggest marketing parts of this fight.
I got to say.
He's a marketing king.
I got to say, somebody tipped me off that Jake was going to do it.
Really?
And I knew there was no stopping Jake.
What do you mean somebody tipped you
somebody
off?
Somebody tipped me
he
off.
He told all of us.
I wasn't there.
He told all of us.
Was it there. At all?
Oh, that was
it
planned?
At all?
Yeah.
Planned, but
yeah.
Was
by
it
him,
at,
by him.
By him, but was it at all scripted? Did Floyd Mayweather
no,
have
no.
any? Okay.
No,
no, no I know
face?
The answer,
here's
but
the,
I want him to say it because there's still
there.
People on
here's
the internet.
Truth.
Go ahead.
I actually tried to stop it. I told somebody on Floyd's team, I said, watch Jake. I said, just watch him, right?
Rat.
Rat.
I didn't want. Grab my hand, 6'9" ass.
I didn't want.
Grab my hand.
I didn't want anything.
Rat.
Look, I didn't want.
He got a ponytail too.
There's people that have guns. There's people that like serious stuff.
Facts.
Like,
when shit like this happens, you stick with your boy.
I see this. I see the little squabble going on, waiting for the pop, pop, pop. I swear to God, I'm like, fuck me, dude.
True.
I'm running into this like. What do they call it in rugby? A squam?
Squamish.
Squamish?
No, a neither of those words.
It's a squash.
Scrum.
A scrub.
I'm
scrub.
Running into this scrum.
Scrub.
And I'm like, yo, Jake's going to catch a fucking bullet to the stomach over a fucking hat. And I'm going to punch someone in the face and break my wrist and ruin my, like.
this is Logan during it. Grab me. This is a clip. No, no, grab right here.
I was holding
it.
No, no,
not.
Relax,
no,
no,
relax,
no, no, no,
relax.
There's
right
just,
here.
There's a
here.
Large man holding
this,
me.
This is Logan. Like, no. That's my brother. Listen, you can actually see him tightening his arm. Like, don't let me go.
I tried. Dude, that dude was large.
Dude, those guys.
I tried for like 4 seconds, and I was like, do I really want to fuck my life up too? Do your thing, big man. Jigna.
Yes.
Jigna.
No, Jake.
Respect to them, because they could have demolished us all.
They could. Yo.
All.
They
I think there's a lot of cameras.
On us.
I think there's a lot of cameras. I think
shout
you guys got
to
really wait.
Shout out to Floyd's security guard, all of them.
They defused the situation.
For not killing Jake or anyone. They could have fucked him up. And Floyd punched Jake in the face, and I don't know how. Not one camera caught it. Not one camera caught.
He got punched by him? Bare knuckle?
Did you see his black eye?
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Cool as fuck. I said the same thing.
That's kind of cool,
cool
bro.
Cool as fuck.
And Jake
hey, that
said,
shiner needs to get a
I
picture.
I was right there, and Jake goes, yes, sir. Like a psychopath. True on. Like literally goes, yes, sir.
All
and
these,
just ate it. He all, ate the punch.
All these camera, all these comments are like, yo, look at him crying. Look at him crying. So I'm fat. I'm like, you know, like. You know how, like, when you slow it down to see if he's crying?
Yeah.
Like,
and
Floyd,
you can see
Floyd
his
crying?
Smirk. Like, Jake is obsessed with being in the light, but he'll get his ass kicked for it and still smile at you.
Yo, he
while
kept,
doing it
he kept
got
repeating.
Into your head.
He goes, got your hat, got your be, getting the shit kicked out of him. Got your hat, got your. He couldn't stop.
Dude,
it's in his nature. I even asked him afterwards.
You gotta
go,
respect it.
I go, bro, what happened? He goes, I don't know. I couldn't help myself.
I thought you were going to say, he said, got your hat.
No.
I said,
why did you hang on to it for so long? Like, why didn't you just
give
it
back?
Give
it back to him, yeah.
Because he held it for 40 seconds. Like, I think about it. If you took a hat and he was that mad, you'd be like, whoa, chill, bro. Like, I got your hat, but here it is. I said, why didn't you just give it back? His answer was, because I got it.
He actually
it's actually
got
a great
it.
Answer.
He got it.
It's a really
you,
good answer.
How was the, I don't, I just, I really need to understand what his camp is like. When I'm watching the story, and he's like, got your hat, and it just got posted. Next story, merch.
Yeah.
How the
yeah,
fuck
that
did
was
this
wild.
Happen?
The merch was on the fly. He has the company basically at the ready, you know, and yep. For an event as viral as that, you got to be ready to fire from the hip.
I gotta know how much.
How much what?
How many hats he sold?
I'll tell you.
Now or later?
Later.
Okay.
He sold hats.
So, because like... Everybody was saying it like for yeah. like it was like a catchphrase.
It's a Twitter thing. Yeah. No, turn it into Twitter.
It
thing.
Felt like you remember when Vine had like a viral thing and then everybody
yeah,
would do it.
Of course.
It felt like that.
There
everyone,
were people
everyone
doing
in
it.
Puerto
Rico says it to us. They can't speak a lick of English.
Got your hat.
Got your hat.
It turned into a TikTok trend. People were
yes.
gotten each other's hats. Comedians.
How do you think that impacts people's expectations?
Hey, you remember we talked how about I had all the fucking questions lined up?
I'm just first. Have you already talked kidding. About his?
Well, hold
you
on.
Look
no,
like you're wearing general. A hat, but like a chia pet at the same time.
Listen to me.
No shirt, Miami Dylan.
Hey, do you it. Like how Dylan had a clipper and it ran out of battery by his belly button?
That's the worst.
Yeah, what is
I know
that?
It's charging right now.
He's got like a happy trail.
It's charging.
A bush. He said, he's like, I'm going for the Zac Efron. I said, keep going.
gotcha hat was the dude. Best marketing ploy of the fight.
It's fantastic.
Sure.
What do you think it does to Floyd's mentality going into the ring?
I really think he wants to make an example out of me, you know? Like, he wants to fuck me up. He wants to fuck me up good, and he's going to try. He probably will a little bit. Like, I'm going to get fucked up a little bit. Sure, it's a boxing fight. But guess who else is? The old frail man standing across from me. Ooh, I'm going to beat him up. Every part of his body, man. Like, every part of his body. They say he can't be hit. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, I think he's going to come in there and try to punish the older brother and make the younger brother watch type shit.
Do you have prop bets over on your thing for bloody noses, black eyes, shit like that? And what do you think Floyd's going to leave the ring with? Is it going to be a black eye? Is it going to be no mouth? Is there a chance his head actually detaches from his body?
Yeah, I could see.
Well, you've
I
done the first round decapitation prediction before.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I just say that as a joke because I like the way it sounds.
It's amazing.
First round decapitation. No, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I know. Bro, he's looking sharp, too. He's looking sharp, I hear, in sparring. Like, this is going to be a fight. Like, it's gonna be a fight. And he's got this weird ability to, like, defy the rules of life in terms of, like, health and fitness. Trains for 6 hours a day. Eats, like, a cheeseburger from McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, that's his thing.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
That actually does sound really
That sounds
nice.
Right, I always got jealous of people that could do that. Mm. Just get, like, they can put down anything and just shit it out.
Yeah.
That's him. Can you shut the fuck up?
That's him.
We're shooting a fucking podcast!
talking about Brother Jake. I can't even call him little Brother Jake.
He's huge.
He's a giant man, I'm scared of him. He's a horizontal monster. He's not growing height-wise, just horizontally, as you've said.
His head keeps getting bigger.
Massive.
Every time I see
him. Do we wait for the fucking horn, or do we keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. You got to fight
Miami,
through this
baby.
Kind of shit.
Miami,
this kind of
baby.
Shit's going to happen in the ring. Yeah, somebody throws a chair.
Furnace.
We know fans
Unless
are throwing shit right now. Yeah. They're hitting players. If you get hit in the head with a chair, what about someone spits on you?
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Hit him with that one, too.
Got it.
Stop right there. We got another word from our sponsors. The 8 Sleep Pod Pro. Have you ever heard that you need to sleep at 68 degrees Fahrenheit? That's a myth. Science suggests that there is not a universal sleep temperature to give you deep, high-quality sleep. And actually, sleeping temperature needs to change throughout your night as body temperature affects your sleep quality. However, the average mattress actually absorbs your body heat, giving you those nasty night sweats and causing restlessness. Who wants that?
Not me.
Yeah, no, you don't. The Pod Pro by 8 Sleep is the most advanced sleep solution on the market for thermoregulation. It pairs dynamic cooling and heating with biometric tracking. It comes in the form of both a mattress or a cover you can put on your existing mattress. Get the pod and start sleeping as cool as 55 degrees Fahrenheit or as hot as 110 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really hot, but it can do it. The temperature of the Pod Pro will adjust each side of the bed based on your sleep stages, biometrics, and bedroom temperature, reacting intelligently to create the optimal sleeping environment. So
what? It's like a smart mattress.
Technically, yeah, it's amazing. And honestly, like, sleep is optimal for recovery and just anything you're doing. Like, I'm gonna go take a nap after this, so something like this is a must. The result: 8 Sleep users fall asleep up to 30% faster, reduce sleep interruptions by 40%, and get overall more restful sleep. The Pod Pro is trusted by many pro athletes to fuel optimal athletic performance, as well as high-powered CEOs and overall high performers who want to get sleep fit. Because good sleep is the ultimate game changer, and that is a fact. If you want better sleep than ever before, go to 8sleep.com/Logan to check out the Pod Pro and save $200 at checkout. Take the deal. 8sleep.com/Logan. Use the promo code Logan. The link is in the description. Back to the program.
Talking about Brother Jakey. Big fight coming up for him now. He made the announcement this week. Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley.
Can you believe it?
I can. I at one point I would say I couldn't, but watching you guys, there's nothing I can't believe now. So I can believe anything. But I immediately
next fight he's fighting Michael Jackson. He came back from the dead. Just to
it
fight.
Wouldn't surprise me. I would all be right. Like completely understandable. But I texted Jeff and you in a group chat, and I said, no judgment whatsoever. Just question: how do you guys feel about him making a big announcement directly in the lead up to Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather? And this, there was no bias on my end. I was just curious.
Yeah.
And your answer surprised me a little bit. And what was your answer to it?
We're amplifiers. We are no longer a competition. We are a team. People still think we're the same person, and we're here to help each other out. Like, that's my little brother, you know, and he's doing fucking some kick-ass shit, and so I'm here to help him.
We did the same on his card.
We were going to. Remember the week of? I was like, yo, can we finalize the Floyd deal this week so we can announce before Jake's fight? Like, it's all about optimization. He gets it. I get it. And yeah, it's big news. I even wonder, I was wondering this today, if he did announce at the right time, because it is getting a little buried. I don't know if it's like fully buried, but like the Floyd fight against me is making a lot of noise. It's making a lot of noise.
I would have waited until after the fight.
Did they announce the date or just announce that it's
August
28th.
Yeah. August 28th, Jake's fighting Tyron. So Tyron Woodley. He was on this podcast. You weren't even a host yet. He came on our podcast as a guest. Told
was
us
he nice?
Very nice
very
guy.
Nice.
Great
he
podcast.
Seems like a nice guy.
Great
he's
podcast.
Very nice.
He told
I feel
us
like
he
everybody
gonna...
Jake goes up against me, like.
No, he ain't as nice as Askren. Askren's a fucking. He's like.
Are you guys beefing
I would
now?
Go to church
me
with
and Askren?
Yeah.
No.
He messaged me. He goes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Let's go,
He wants to wrestle?
Disc golfing? And he's like, but Logan's not invited.
Well, because no, it's because he was very vocal against the idea of disc golfing ahead of the fight. That's why. Because he asked us if we wanted to. And by the way, I don't know if anybody watching the show knows this, but there's nothing Logan wants to do more than go play a round of disc golf.
Dude,
nothing,
it's
quite
so
literally,
much fun.
Outside of beating Floyd Mayweather, if you asked him, hey, after the fight, you want a BJ, you want a ribeye, you want a drink, straight to play a round of disc golf. It would be his first choice.
That would be such a good time.
And Askren asked us. Do you guys want to play disc golf ahead of the Jake Paul fight? We couldn't do that. How would he
it's
look
just,
as a brother?
It's
playing?
Just tough. When as soon as you sign up to fight Jake, you immediately become the op. Yeah. I like Tyron. He was on our podcast. We've always been cool, casual, cordial. We text, you know? No, we always have.
You got a little bit of trouble with him.
What?
He once told you to bet the house
on
his fight against Calamari, who he calls Calamari Usman. And by the way, now you ain't nobody calling Usman Calamari. Ain't nobody disrespecting that except for maybe Jake Paul. But you lost I think it was $800 million on that.
$800 million was the amount of money I bet on Tyron, and I lost it all in one
foul swoop.
Oh,
and
horrible.
You were so sure about it.
Dog,
dude.
I was
so
bro,
sure.
He's the best welterweight in history. He'd walk out and I was like, oh my god, who's beating this guy? And ever since I bet on him, he hasn't won a round.
Everyone has beat him.
A fucking round. He's lost 4 fights in a row. And I like him. That's the problem. But his last fight was like, but he got like knocked out and somehow didn't get knocked out and was like stumbling around the ring and then just got fucked in the mouth. And like as soon as he signed up to fight Jake, I'm like immediately I'm like, well, there goes that comrade. Like, that's my blood. That's my blood. I'm going to choose Jake every time. I'm going to clown you. I'm going to continue to make fun of you with Jake. Like, but I like what Jake is doing. I like what Jake is doing because he's slowly and very strategically leveling up the guys he's fighting at his own pace. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't fucking understand
this
here.
This is a big level for
him. Bro, the boxing has he's got to fight Stephen A. Smith. I like him. He's entertaining. He's got to fight a real boxer. A 2.5 minute clip of just saying that over. He's got to fight a real boxer. No, he doesn't. Not yet.
Of course.
Like, it's a good point.
Bro.
What does he have to do?
Typical boxers on their come up
run through the
will
scrubs.
will fight bums just to get their knockout record
14
up.
14-0.
Also, dude.
0-14. Like they'll pick tomato cans.
Yeah, but
guys who suck.
But they are 14-0
because they fought
with 13 knockouts.
Yeah. And so,
but
you know,
think about it. When you get into, like, say a professional boxer who's been boxing since he was 3, what is he trying to? He's trying to make money.
Yeah, true.
So, like, at the end of the day, like, he kind of skipped that process. He's making the money.
Yep.
So, who gives a fuck?
But still, when they're trying to make the money, too, they're also protecting because once you start losing, you lose the money. So, they're trying to protect the same way.
Exactly.
He's
smart.
He's
doing it smart. Also, here's another thing. He technically, in the realm of boxing, he just got his feet wet.
Yes.
So he's not gonna go up for the biggest boxer. Like, what an idiot would do that?
Yeah, Logan Paul would do that.
It's fuck. Fuck.
But he's not fighting Scrubs. He's not fighting Scrubs either. I mean,
bro,
okay,
it's Tyron fucking Woodley.
This fight, I think,
he's a scrub?
As you said,
no,
is
he's
the,
not a scrub.
No, he's not a scrub.
He's not out of the woods, this dude.
Nate Robinson, yeah, scrub. Nice. Ben Askren, nice. Scrub. He sold it somehow.
You didn't
we
even
thought.
Know he did. You didn't even know
he's
he did.
Not out of the woods, Woodley.
But this one feels different. I think even like, you know, the Sidemen kid wrote to Shaw, has said the other day, he's like, once this one's done. This is the one. Once this one's done,
put respect
you can't,
on him.
You can't. And honestly, I was already kind of there with Ben before the fight, but then Ben walked in looking like a fucking Burger King blimp, and I was like, he has the same build as me.
Worse.
Even worse.
I think you would have been. I think you would have been better.
Yeah, for sure. But so when he got in the ring and then I saw him go down, I was like, I kind of have to rethink my play here. But yo, you go. Woodley's Ben fighting.
He's scary looking too.
He is scary looking.
You know,
bro.
Ben Askren. You're like, okay, he's a good. He could maybe be.
You want to play disc golf and talk about?
Can I tell you why Jake's gonna win?
Of course.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Yeah. Here are a few that come to mind. Tyron Woodley, although very accomplished. It is in a different sport.
Yep, I see that.
And mixed martial arts is not boxing.
I see it.
Okay? He's 39 years old, way past his prime. And if his past four fights and the losses and the manner in which he lost didn't prove that, it did prove that.
Well said. You talk like a boxer now.
It did prove that. He is not going to be prepared for how good Jake really is at this sport. No one really is, right? I saw Ben's eyes when Jake hit him with the two to the stomach. Bro, there's a moment, and there's going to be a moment like this with Floyd, when there's a clean punch, a flush punch with power behind it, accuracy, sting, conviction, when you go, oh, fuck.
Yep.
He might not be the YouTuber that I told myself he was. And that moment has to be scary. When Tyron gets rocked by a big shot from Jake, when he's like, in a millisecond, you see your entire life and everything that you built come crashing to the ground, that's fucking terrifying.
I've just seen Jake grow in the boxing ring being so composed, right? Like, I was there in the beginning with you guys when you guys first ever were stepping in the ring, and I've seen every fight. He's just more composed.
Oh, yeah.
You can see he's got a game plan. He knows what he's doing. He's sticking to it. Previous, it was like, oh, I got to figure this out, and I don't, you know, really know. Like you said, both you and your brother are very good at this. You're very comfortable and confident in what they've learned, and that's dangerous.
What's next is the kind of wrap-up question I had, at least for Jake's side, and I'd also like to hear yours in the boxing world, but what's next? Who's the next fighter? If Jake takes down Woodley, does he then say, "Okay, it's time. I'm going up against the box.
I'm gonna advise him to do whatever the fuck
he
wants."
Got it.
As long as the bag still comes in, like, what are they gonna do? Say no?
Who
next one?
But if I were Jake, even like, I wonder if I would even take a couple tomato can fights. Just do what the
like
boxers
back
do.
Back down.
Fight a boxer.
Boxer.
Right? Who's like 3-5? You know, just to get the, you're gonna win.
Yep.
But at least he's a boxer. Like, now you're following the traditional path of every single boxer in history. Like,
it's chancy though, because a fight's still a fight. So if they
win,
kind of waters them down.
But they're not.
Does
winning.
It though? Does a Jake
winning.
Paul loss
to a scrub? Yeah.
Does it, Jeff?
A loss always hurts.
People are waiting for him to lose so they can be like, ah, see, I told you, he uploads his thumbnails. Yeah, that's what they want.
Look who's here, Costa Rica.
I can't believe that.
One of the greatest storylines in Impulsive history.
I watched your vlog. Mike did a. He flew
about?
Out this this Costa Rican
well,
model.
Well, she doesn't like when I say that. She can't.
Well, I
we
said
had
it.
Her come out for content.
Oh, gets, oh yeah.
Mike had a Costa Rican model come out for. I'm making direct eye contact with her. Never met her in my life. Come out for content, and then she disappeared. Mike got COVID. It was a disaster. Just
do you
a
want
mix up
her? Should
of
we
sorts.
Have her pop in or no?
I don't know.
Okay, let's whatever you want to do. But she also did get a IGN number 4 hottest model today as well. So congrats Danny on that as well.
I can confirm that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
She can't even hear it. She's laughing. What's next? Where would you?
I mean, good for you, Mike. I don't
Dude,
know.
The Bro, lines, just, the lines. It's like my dad's hairline. It's just not there. It's just like there's no line with
I
you guys.
I love your dad. I love him.
Where would you go next? You beat Floyd Mayweather. What?
K, I did.
First of all, you beat Floyd Mayweather.
I did, yeah.
Is there a chance that that is the end of the simulation? I tweeted about this the other day. Is there a chance? just a slight chance?
I am 75% convinced Floyd's going to come with a straight two. I'm going to block my face and hit him with the hardest hook he's ever felt in his life because he's never faced a guy who's 35 to 40 pounds heavier than him and as quick and strong as me. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to get on the ropes. I'm going to raise my hand to celebrate. Time will stop. There's going to be a vortex right here. Space and time just opens up. There's going to be a ripple in the universe. I'm going to see something. I don't know what it is. I'm going to see some, like, God, an alien, whatever
true
the fuck.
Jordy.
True Jordy. Matt, you did it. And they're going to suck me through this little fucking ripple in space and time. You'll never see me again. You'll never see me again.
Space
Logan Paul knocked out Floyd Mayweather and disappeared into the ether. He's gone. That's where my story ends. I'm convinced.
Just let us know how it is on the other side.
Send
us some signals.
He gets up there. He gets up there. Jake walks up to him. Got your hat.
Oh, yeah.
He just vortexes back.
He can't stop, by the way.
He's stuck.
He can't stop. Is your eye swollen?
I ate some
ass.
I think I have a...
You big guy.
We have a long history of pink eye lineage here on the
dude,
the
no,
Boston
only
podcast.
On that side of the table.
It's
I don't
not.
Know how
it's
you guys
not
around and keep
here.
Slipping into asshole.
No,
I think
don't
I have
get
a,
pink eye.
You guys are just like, oh fuck. Sorry.
I think I have pink a ragweed allergy. Every time I have a banana, this morning I was at Equinox.
What is ragweed?
Banana is a ragweed, and I had a protein shake. And every time I banana, I get a little itchy eyed.
Welcome back to the sponsored part of the program. Ridge Wallet. Shout out to Ridge Wallet for sponsoring today's episode of Impulsive. This thing is actually awesome. This wallet is slim. It's sleek. You got to check it out. It can hold 12 cards, has room for cash, and it's so easy to take anywhere. It's honestly perfect. These, I don't want to say two-dimensional, but skinny wallets are how I like my wallets because you can kind of just slip them in your pocket. You don't have to worry about it. And it's a perfect gift for Father's Day coming up. I'm going to go ahead and get one of these for Greg. Although he's going to know that I'm getting it for him now. Go get you one. Go get one for your dad, your brother. They're amazing. Go to ridge.com/Logan and use the code Logan for 15% off from now till Father's Day. Yeah, these are incredible. Shout out Ridge Wallet. We love you guys. Back to the program. Bro, your eye is closing up from the inside.
Both look swollen.
When I looked
Welcome
at you,
back to Impulse.
No, I was like, this guy,
he
really?
Looks older.
Well, hold on a second.
I'm just kidding.
No. Fuck, not just really. Kidding. I have aged quite a bit in the past month. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been some shit going on. I've been dealing with some demons over the past month. I had a big falling out with a friend of mine, a good friend, a brother. Internet didn't take too kindly to that, especially the Logan Paul fan base. What do you call them nowadays? Are they still... the low gang or no?
I don't know.
Okay, well, they weren't too happy.
Okay.
They were hitting me with messages.
I'd rather they'd just be hitting you.
Yeah, I agree.
Like assault Mike if
some
you
of
see
them,
him,
some of them did.
Don't.
No, you probably have to don't. Say don't do that.
Do not assault okay. Mike if you see him. That was a joke.
Everybody just putting down their weapons like, yeah.
And the whole time, I mean, there were points over the past month that I was quite literally weighing out the pros and cons of even being a creator anymore.
I talked him off the ledge.
He did, about 10 times. I'm going to tweet this.
You were going to quit? You were going to quit?
I just, listen, it's been fucking, I wasn't going to quit. But, I mean, I was going through it, bro. Listen. The past 2 months have been painful for me, man. I've missed you a lot, bro. I really have. Are you laughing? You think it's funny?
No,
you motherfucker. You motherfucker are 90% of the problem.
Your girl over there. Mike is such a pussy.
You are. Probably is.
She likes it. She likes it. No,
you're the one
it.
That's. Your
Vulnerable.
Show started the fucking rumor.
What? My show?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Mike
oh
got,
my Andrew
Mike
Schultz.
Mike got fired.
Yo, he's a comedian.
If you are watching the internet and you watch that episode of George Janko Vlogs, and you see Andrew Schultz make that comment, and you think that he's being serious about it, you're either 12 or you are a fucking moron. It's only one of... How did so many people think that that was real?
I saw that and I wrote it off immediately.
Immediately.
Didn't even... I went, huh, funny, incorrect headline. How could I fire Mike? He doesn't work for me. For impulsive. He built the show with me. You know? As many riffs as we'll have. Like, he built the fucking show with me. Okay. Hey, he's here, guys. He's here today.
He's back. Let's give him a clap.
But yeah, anyway,
how many people came up to us and asked us, like, yo, is Mike really fired? Yeah. And every time I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, dude, it's crazy. Like, I was there. Logan looked at me. He's like, you're fired. And then Mike cried. It was fucking.
Do you know
crazy.
How many people?
And I kept this serious and they walked away. They're
and then
like,
Jeff
oh,
sent the contract.
I've never fired anyone. I've never fired anyone.
Do you know how many people hit me up today and they were like, saw your back, man. Congrats. Bitch, I never left. Where did I go? I missed one episode of the fucking 290 some odd episodes. But, it's a tough time.
Yeah.
And I'll be completely honest with you. I said this also. You, Dobrik, James Charles, that drone, and everyone else was either canceled or became a boxer. And so they said, doink, 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 doink. Mike Malak, Jeff Wittick, targets. Take them both out. And they waved the magic wand of wokeness, and they came after me, and the video started. Here's why Mike Malak's a snake and a bad friend.
Hey, I know what accent
don't
you're doing.
Don't fucking worry about it. Hey, here's why he's so a good, snake though. And a bad friend.
They're so good. The way he articulates and like tells
the
story.
Well, yeah, it's easy to do that when you're in a wheelie chair. We've talked about this a million fucking times. Wheelie chair videos are extremely easy to make.
I watched all the Mike Snake videos.
Dude, they're so funny.
I watched
they're
all
so
of them.
They're so funny, dude.
Yeah, wheelie chair.
Speaking of this podcast being great, if you guys noticed this, that was at the
airport.
Oh,
is that just it there? It's over?
Well, I was just trying to... I don't know.
He didn't even fucking say anything. Well, I was hoping he had some sort of something to give to the people, but I guess he's...
He said...
Yeah, go say sorry.
Sorry that this past 2 months has been hard for you?
No, I'm not... I didn't ask
Should we give him a raise?
What the fuck
Should
do
we
you
give
want?
You a raise?
You can't give me a raise. I'm not an employee.
Okay.
So it does. If the show makes money, I make money.
And by the way, the show's in the red.
It's
bro.
In the red.
We're spending money on brand new sets and then moving studios.
Trust me, I fucking know. I got my paycheck this past month. It was an invoice. Like, you owe us money. I go, why is there a fucking $90,000 payment for a set in a house I don't own that's being sold now? So the new buyer of the house is going to own the impulsive set.
Yo, the assets are going, boys. Sprinter van, it's gone.
What?
It's gone.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, I wanted that shit.
Same.
Sold.
I said I wanted it. Every time I got in, I said, wow, I want one of these. So, yeah, yes, I always said, why don't you offer it? How much would you sell it for?
How much would you pay?
How much would you sell it for?
How much would you
pay? I'll
pay
good money.
How much would you pay?
No, you won't.
How much would you pay?
Well, I want the friends and family discount.
Yeah, they all do.
What did you sell it for?
How much would you pay?
Talk to me. I'm here. I sold it.
You didn't do anything. Danny sold it 100%.
She facilitated.
You're in fucking Puerto Rico. And they're looking at your bird. You're like this.
No.
Would you pay $85,000?
$85,000?
No. Nope. $85,000. Whoever bought that right now, I just want you to know.
It's 130,000 grand.
Yeah, it's 130,000.
It's got
great curtains.
Really?
Yeah. Newspapers.
Not my time yet. Not yet.
No, not yet.
Next year.
By the way,
you can do rent to lease. I mean rent to own. You can give us
the slingshots. The slingshot's going. The house is going up for lease.
George, you want the slingshot?
I don't know what that means.
The little vehicle. And both of those have stories. And I did kind of say to her, I wish she had told me about the Sprinter because we would have took it at the new house. You've seen the new house, you know.
You would have taken it
100%.
For how much?
Because we want to
probably 100,
80, 100 for whatever you wanted. Fuck. We would have took it, and you would have had Aiden Ross riding around today instead of whoever the fuck that.
No, Matt Allman.
Matt, he's named after a nut. Matt Allman.
Matt Altman.
You've been seeing all this Aiden Ross shit. Do you understand any of it, or have any idea what it means?
Kid's popping off, and I'm proud of him. I know that I'm proud of him.
Didn't he just get in trouble or something?
Because of how humble he is.
Trouble every day.
Trouble.
He's my child. My actual
dude,
child.
Bro, who do you live with? Like, what are you doing? What the fuck is happening?
His house is beautiful.
It's incredible. But understand that I live there because you went to Puerto Rico. Just to be fucking clear.
You got fired and you had to go to this house.
You left me in the dust.
You
just like David.
Nice
just like
you found a good
Broly.
Group, Mike.
No, it's great. It's fantastic. Basically, it's me, Banks, Aiden, Summer, and Rice. And we're bringing in a couple other creators. But we're making business moves. I mean, Jeff knows the the model. I mean, what would you call it? It's far from a content house. We're not shooting content. Like,
I would say it's another group of like-minded people creating content, almost like back in the day at Vine.
Team 10.
Vine, too. Team 10,
but
Vine.
It's, no, it's not. That's a poor explanation. It's not. We're not there to create. We're all established creators. We're not looking to bring anybody up. We're established creators who believe that our value together is worth more than our value silent.
It always is.
Right?
Yeah, it always is.
Would you ever do an Aiden Ross stream?
1,000%. 1,000%. Like seeing the kid on the come up. Yeah.
He's on the come up.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exciting to see because there's always that new person every, like,
I love
new
it.
People.
I love seeing the new ones.
Every few months, every half a year, every year, there's another pop off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool to see.
He's got some good steam right now.
I'm glad Mike was able to sink his teeth into him while he's young.
Is he young?
I have no. Yes, he's 20. What do you? Let me say
he's
this.
20.
Mike's yes. good at what he's good at.
I am, and also well I have said. No. I have no financial relationship with him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Strictly.
I'm not going to. I brought him. You.
Sexual?
He will say this.
Sexual?
What is it? What kind of relationship are we having?
And you can't make that joke. I'm too old for that shit. For that joke. But no, I bring him deals. He doesn't give. He doesn't cut me off anything.
So you just give him free stuff.
No, he's just a kid that needs guidance.
That's nice.
And by the way, before you start with the clout chaser shit, I got more followers. So chill the fuck out, okay? I don't need your fucking Twitch followers.
All the people at the time.
But I'd like them.
Yeah,
I'll take them.
I'll fucking take them.
I'll take them. I'll use them.
You know, chill the fuck out. But yeah, you got to link up with
the young man will grow.
Oh, he's gonna beat me quick.
Into a regular.
Oh, he's gonna beat me.
Into
gonna
a regular man, a real man.
Yeah, yeah.
And his followers.
Mike, you once were a micro.
Oh, he's going. He's going and he's getting linked up with some big people. I think in the next year you're going to see some big things from that fucking kid.
It's cool.
Not as big as knocking out Floyd Mayweather, I'll tell you that much.
Pretty beautiful up here.
My dad gave me some advice growing up, a lot of advice growing up, and his dad gave him advice and just things that have been passed down, you know, generational kind of wisdom, call it. And one of the things he said I think is important and kind of applies here is, it's always nice to meet a girl in the park, but it's more nice to park your meat in a girl.
Yo,
Greg Paul.
Yo,
his delay he fucked yo. It up a little bit. It was like a
yo.
It was like, you know, in Tommy Boy, you can get a good look at a butcher by sticking your head up a cow's ass, Tommy.
But I'll
take the butcher's word for it. Tommy, shut up.
Oh, man. I messed that one up.
Messing up again.
What's happening, Richard?
I've been seeing a lot of Greg Paul
at
the house.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We're just talking. We're just here talking.
We're talking. He just gave a great piece of wisdom to the young children.
Just
in talking.
It's impulsive.
Just talking, baby.
I'm
offended. I don't know why I'm offended, but I'm offended.
Because you love Jesus.
That's okay.
Jesus wouldn't approve of that joke, would he?
I don't know where to go from here. I don't know where is this an inside joke or
it's not. It was an
outside
joke.
Did you hear what I said?
You
said it was parking. I couldn't hear you that well.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about parking your meat in somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, so I heard it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't find that funny,
like
comical
like
whatsoever?
Like,
bro, what are you fucking
Darst?
Well, no, you guys, then you went off on some
bro,
shit.
Have some fun. Hey, take a deep breath, huh?
I think it was.
I bet you pour your milk before your cereal, bro. That type of thing. Hey!
Does he do it? Does he do it?
Of course he does.
George
he
does
sits
it?
When he pees.
Oh.
I shit when I pee, and I'm proud of it. I don't have any mess.
Bro. People would like sling that insult around at the boxing gym, and I'm like, dude, I know guys who do that, and are like proud of it.
Sit when they.
You
pee.
You shit when you pee. I'm like.
Proudly.
We talked about that on one of your first episodes, right?
Yeah, but I don't give
all
a
the,
deep.
All
what are
the
they
time?
Gonna do? What
he's not. He's not alone. That's why there's
all the
there,
time.
There's power in numbers.
Only in my house. If I'm at your house, I'm testing the distance. I'm,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I hit your countertop,
why is it your house?
Because it's clean.
Well, there's ways to pee
do
without.
Do you wash your hands and like? Sinks
I never
public?
Wash my hands.
Gross.
Oh my god.
No, but the reason I showed you guys that picture, it was at the airport. The last time me and Caleb came back from visiting you, we had really, really bad turbulence.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were gonna say diarrhea.
I thought you were going to say sex.
terrible sex, too. Because the turbulence. We couldn't even. But it actually fucked me up. I can't get on a plane anymore.
You're lying.
It fucked me
up. Because PTSD type?
No, it was bad, dude. Like, I actually have texts that I was telling my mom. Like, I genuinely thought we were going down.
Whoa.
I turned to him to see if he was freaking.
A little bit of an overreaction.
Oh, was he
overreacted.
Be honest, Caleb. Was he screaming?
Was he screaming? Bro, there was people next to me.
There was people that were praying next to me, screaming, like literally, like the flight attendants were running to their seats.
They were praying that you would stop.
please God, make this man stop.
So I got really, really.
You took a boat here?
No, that's how we got to the country. So on the way here, I'm like, I'm kind of sweating. I was like, man, like I really don't want to get back on a plane. I'm getting nervous again. So my sister's like, yo, why don't you just, you know.
Hey, get drunk.
I don't drink. So smoke, just chill out.
Oh, okay.
Smoke and chill out, yeah. Right? So I'm blasted. We get there at 12. No concession stands are open. This is a 5-hour flight. I'm sitting here and I'm like, yo, this can't be happening. I'm starving.
Yeah, you got a munch.
You got a munch.
You're at the airport at that
point. I'm at the airport. Everything's shut down.
You're
gonna
call
running around. You can see me. I'm running around. This kid goes, yo, I love the impulsive. I was like, oh, thanks, man. Another kid, oh, I love the impulsive. Oh, thanks, man. Employee. I love the impulsive. Fucking prove it. He goes, what the fuck you mean? I go, you got a back entrance around here? He goes, yeah, what you looking for? I swear to God, I have a video. I got his number. He walked all the way deep in the realms where no Middle Eastern man could ever get to. Even if you're employed at the airport. He's going there, we're FaceTiming each other. Get that.
You're fucking lying.
I swear to God.
Yo.
Get the cheeses. This guy comes, there's no bag. The guy comes out like this. He goes, thanks, man. Thanks, me. I grab him. I was like, thanks, bro. I cash out and leave. But I just want to let you know that being on this show
has
saved
really
me a
helped.
Very nice trip.
That's not the
that's
first
incredible.
Middle Eastern person you befriended at an airport.
Well,
that
he wasn't
hit,
Middle
that
Eastern.
Saved your-
he wasn't Middle Eastern. I said where he went, no Middle Eastern came. It's the core of the airport.
You couldn't get there if you tried.
Oh, no.
Got it. Okay.
It was the center, the epicenter of the airport.
Oh, by the way, this is actually really funny. So, okay, so I'm high at the airport. And when you're high at the airport, you're very paranoid, right? You're very paranoid. I brought my cream, my face cream, and all my hair, way past 3 ounces.
Yeah.
Way past 3 ounces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. If they stop me, I'm definitely, like, they're going
to
be questioning me. They're going to know that I'm high. I'm like, wait, can I be high? Like, I started getting really fucking paranoid. I'm TSA pre. So I go through around. I got so paranoid, Logan, that I forgot I fucking just left.
Do you know you've told a very, very similar story on Impulsive? About you being high at the airport, and it sounded almost exactly like this. And I actually think it was cut.
No.
I think it was cut.
Oh, because it was
so
long.
No. I had weed then. That got cut. This, I don't have any weed on it. But I was so paranoid when I left my bag. You know how you put it through the x-ray? I just left it on the ground. So I left it on the ground, and I went through, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, where the fuck is my bag? It's not coming through. So finally, this guy goes, hey! Whose black bag? And I was like, yo, I'm not saying it's mine.
Why would you not?
Because I'm fucking scared. I was like, what the fuck's in that bag that they're freaking out? Whose bag? Whose fucking bag? And I was like, oh my God. So I turned to Reed. I go, Reed, am I paranoid? Or is that guy like low-key screaming?
Yeah.
He goes, nah, dog, he's screaming. I go, oh my God, what the fuck?
George,
he
I
goes,
thought
everybody
there was a bomb
knows
in there.
You can't leave. Yeah. You can't leave a bag on
unattended.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Claim it. Claiming, so I was like, oh fuck.
Was he from Sparta or something?
He goes, why'd you leave it? I go, I don't know. He goes, go around and grab it and come back. And I was like, okay. So I went around, I grabbed it, and then I was so fucking in my head. I started going through the fucking the x-ray thing with the bag. The guy's like, the fuck are you doing, bro? What is in the bag? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, put it in the x-ray. I go, okay. Put it in the x-ray. And I'm TSA priest, I don't have to take my shoes off. And he goes, take your shoes off. I go, no, I'm TSA pre. He goes, I don't give a fuck. Take your shoes off. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I took off my shoes, and they patted me down. They gave me the whole thing where they put me aside. It was fucking terrifying.
Great, we're cutting it.
TSA. All because I were cutting the whole story.
TSA goes hard.
What do
they
you fucking
hard
know about it, PJ boy? When's the last time you flew fucking
God
commercial?
Yeah, bitch.
You want to know how I got to this fight? Because I wanted so badly to go to this fight. It wasn't on a PJ. It was in seat 29D, right next to the shitter. Right next to the shitter,
could
man.
Could it recline? Could it recline?
It reclined a little bit, but nice. There was a... you got me extra space. Yeah, extra space next to a fucking giant Shrek-sized man next to me. I had to sit like this the whole ride. When I left the plane, I was at a 45-degree angle to the left.
Is that...
like my dick. It was fucking ridiculous. I was in the shitter. In the same row as David the German. He doesn't even speak English. He doesn't have a green card. He sits in the same place as me still. I told Jeff last night at our $6,000 Carbone dinner, he goes, what's wrong with you? I know what you made last year.
Seriously.
Why are you flying $216 flights?
What do you do it for?
I don't know.
Humble yourself, Mike.
No, the opposite. I need to do the opposite. I'm staying humble. I need to. What's the opposite?
Yeah, you're humbling
yourself. Too humble myself to stand. Oh, got it. Yeah. Well, that's why I wear the dirty Yeezys too.
Yeah, get your ass in economy.
That's why I sleep in a content house. I don't have to sleep in a content.
I just like my shit. Actually, I like my shit so much. Toyota found out that I still drive my Toyota, and I gave my Benz to my dad, and they gave me a brand new Toyota.
Wow.
Sorry, what?
That's what you gotta stay humble.
They gave you a free car?
Yeah.
You gave your dad a used Benz?
I gave my dad my Benz.
Does he not have a nice car?
No, he just loved my car.
Okay.
He just loved how fast it went. And I just loved going to nice restaurants in my beat up car.
That the Toyota's the one with the furry steering wheel.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And that I taped my bumper on.
Out of curiosity, what are you doing with that car?
I drive it everywhere.
Did they give you that car for free?
No, they gave me a sick ass off-roading car, which I don't know anything about, which I was gonna talk
about. Is that the model, what the model's called? It's an off-roading car?
Yeah, it actually says off-roading on it. So I don't know anything else.
Why? Yo, what's some other shit? Like, what's some other shit that's happening?
Yeah.
I wanna talk about some stuff. I saw this today. I don't know if it's legit. Is the YouTuber TikTok boxing event getting canceled?
Wow. Ooh. What happened?
I'll give you an update on it, because I'm up to speed on it just a bit.
I made a bet on that.
So it looks like, and you would have become the predictor of the year, because you had mentioned this, but it looks like TikTok, or I guess Byte, right, who owns TikTok, whatever.
Said, you're not allowed to use
has
it.
Has said, suit. I think they're cease and desisting their ability to maybe use the name YouTubers versus TikTokers or just the event in general. I don't know exactly
what's
happening.
Stop the event. You can't use the copyright trademark.
You know, I was thinking, I was actually going to ask Biggie Bryce Hall and Taylor Holder, who just got the Dumb and Dumber haircut, to come on. Did you guys see that? He got the same haircut as fucking Lloyd. From Dumb and Dumber. You got to pull this shit up.
I was gonna
ask. It should be on his Instagram. And by the way, that's not an insult. I think he said that he got the same hair. I could be wrong. Could be a deep insult. I could be getting my ass beat.
It sounded like an insult.
No, it wasn't meant to be.
I don't think
Taylor. I've always said no.
I don't think you're.
Oh, you don't think Taylor's got hands?
I don't think you will.
Does Taylor have hands?
He got some hands.
He got some. I'm telling you, he throws fucking hands, and now he's pissed at me because I said he looks like a '90s sitcom or movie. No, not that. That's his shag hairstyle. You're on the fan page. Go to his.
Oh, here.
I was going to have them on the show. I was going to say, why don't you boys come on the show?
Your show? I saw you're starting a podcast. I saw. Is that true? You know I'll support, obviously.
Jeff?
Sorry.
He said I was starting a podcast.
That you are?
Yeah.
You're working on it.
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Cool.
But
he has a podcast.
Cool, yeah.
But as long as it doesn't come at the detriment to my favorite thing on earth.
Come on.
No, I mean that. Don't cut me off. You always interrupt me. You're the biggest interrupter on the show, clearly, as you can tell by the comments. Listen to me. I love this show. I love this fucking show.
Prove it.
It is my... Stop it. You're fired. This is my favorite thing.
It's a great thing.
It is my favorite thing. Do you know how many people came up to me and they said, oh, man, real, real shame that the show is going to stop? Mm. I said, that cannot happen. No one else is No one else is hosting Mike Tyson while he does shrooms. No one else is bringing 6ix9ine on for candid convos.
Yep.
No one else in the YouTube space is doing this. It cannot stop.
Yep.
It can't. This is me saying this to you, bro. The show must go on.
No, I know, Mike.
Okay.
No, it's not ending, obviously.
So
I know
what's
that.
Going on with this?
Yeah, that's
how
my,
we do.
Yeah,
I'll be doing Impulsive forever. I'm literally gonna be like 50 years old.
Well, now you're saying
doing Impulsive. Yeah, I will be. Yeah, and if you. Want to be a part of that ride? We'll see if you fuck up our relationship anymore.
No, I can't. Man. I'm a very different person than I was just 12 days ago.
I really got to ask.
But hold on. Yeah, go, George.
Were you fired or not?
Oh, my God. Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Do you have an idea or a plan moving forward?
For the podcast?
Yeah.
We're ironing it out. Okay, I don't know yet. I don't know yet, but here's what I do know. You know, I got, fucking 72 plus hours before I'm in the furnace? Before I'm fighting Floyd?
Oh.
Yeah.
In the ring? I've been watching a lot of war movies, dude. A lot of war movies.
We've been talking
old
about
school,
it.
Like Roman gladiator movies. Where men stabbed each other to death. Mm. Like, I'm talking, like, death by sword, dude. Mm. Decapitation. Some real shit.
First round.
And it made me realize, and they all kind of, like, ground me and humble me and... Made me realize like we're fucking pussies, dude. Like, that is some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That is some shit. You go to war, you put on a knight's outfit, and you just run at the guy across from you aimlessly, hoping you don't get stabbed and just try to beat him up and win the battle with your boys. And this one movie, Troy, I don't know if you guys have seen it, featuring the dreamy Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, sexy as fuck.
There's a part where he says, you know, just beyond that beach there, he goes, immortality, take it, it's yours. Because when a warrior goes to battle, often the war is remembered, and often so are the great warriors who fought in it. And there's a moment in that movie where before Achilles is the warrior, the greatest Greek warrior of all time. Who knows if it's a myth or not, but that's what the stories say. He went to his mom before he went to battle and basically wanted to get her advice because he didn't need to go. He was kind of like an amplifier. He wasn't necessarily really into fighting for his specific king. And he talked to his mom and she said, listen, you can go to war and you could fight and you will be remembered as one of the greatest warriors forever. You will achieve immortality. You will be printed in the history books forever. You're gonna die. You will die. You ain't coming back here, dude. Or you could stay here, meet a girl, raise a family, that your kids will remember you, their kids will remember you, but in a couple generations, your name will die out. Which one would you choose?
I have a kid, so I'm going to have to
You chose.
Yeah, I have a kid.
Georgie.
If I did good things for this world, then yeah, I'd stay. But if it was just for my own pride, I think I would sit back.
And just live a peaceful, fulfilling life.
If it was just for my own glory, then I'd rather just live my glory through my children. But if it was like, yo, you have to be here to save these people, then I'd stay.
You'd fight for those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
What about you, Mark?
You're asking me if I can have mortality or I could just sit around and eat cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
You're asking me that fucking question?
Cheeseburgers.
Dog, take your immortality and shove it up your fucking ass, man. I'm getting BJ's and eating cheeseburgers with the Costa Rican. Well, not a BJ's from the fucking Costa Rican. That's all I meant.
She didn't hear you.
Fine. Fine, okay. But just
she keeps
in the air. Still a pussy, Mike.
Stop looking at me, bro.
Buenos it what?
Oh, she went like
adios?
This. She's leaving.
What?
She heard your BJ joke.
Por qué? Por qué, mommy? Why?
And
I can't hear anything
like
you're saying.
That girl that
she's
did that
stunning.
Music video from
no,
TikTok.
She looks
she's
came
wearing,
out of nowhere.
She's wearing a
Bella Porch.
Bella Porch.
Where the
what
the
fuck?
What
had,
the fuck?
What was that?
It's incredible. Looks, she's incredible.
All right. Well, you hey, Immortal Head. What do you? What's,
oh, sorry.
You choosing the fucking cheese or what?
No. I think here's what I landed on. If you have that opportunity to go off into battle and achieve that immortality, and it can create a positive ripple effect for thousands of years to come, you fucking take it.
Yeah.
Achilles, the great mythical warrior that we don't even know existed, but they'd write stories about how he would defeat all these men in battle. Basically, this unbeatable warrior inspired Alexander the Great, one of the greatest Roman emperors ever, who conquered
land. Throw something at my friend when he's about to fight Floyd Mayweather. Don't you fucking dare, David. Here you are, sir.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you have the opportunity to achieve immortality, take it, and that's what I plan to do this weekend.
I want
to
rephrase my answer. Sure. Yes, I'll take the immortality. It sounds cool. Two questions. Where do you go after you die?
What happens when you die?
Yeah. Like, I go to battle, I get fucking stabbed in the fucking aorta.
Depends. Depends. So I think part of the shtick back in the day was, you go to achieve an honorable death. In these movies, they go, die with honor! And they're all like, yeah! Like, they're stoked to fucking die with honor, fighting for what they believed in. Like,
what if they weren't actually like that, like, in real life?
I think about that a lot.
They just, like, walk up, they're like, yo, you, what's good?
Or what if none of that ever happened?
Am I killing you?
What if none of that ever happened and history has it all wrong and it was only written by the victors and this all is just a simulation, some cruel ploy, and it ends on June 6th when I knock out Floyd Mayweather? It's possible.
Do you see Troy?
You hear about UFOs?
Yep.
I just want to mention this real quick. You hear about UFOs? Okay. In June, you know, we're going to find out some information about UFOs and otherworldly vehicles not found on this planet. It was part of the COVID relief bill. And the Navy just mentioned in passing that there's another category of UFOs that we should be concerned about.
Oh, Lord.
USOs.
USOs.
Unidentified submerged objects.
Stop.
Wow.
They're going underwater. They're going underwater now. Like defying
not
physics.
Not a fish.
Traveling at hundreds of knots through the water, like you, bro, underwater, you shouldn't be able to do that. And apparently that's like a, that's a whole nother category, right? You got the flying ones, then you got the ones below sea. And the one video that came out most recently is this video the Navy had of this thing, you know, little like spherical object. I think it was about 6 feet in diameter, mm-hmm. flying through the sky, approaching the waves. And you can hear the naval officer saying,
Proctor 7-740.
Oh, it's getting close to the water. Oh, it's wow. The, you know, 6 foot swells. What? Oh, holy shit. It submerged. It splashed, they said. It went into the water, disappeared. No wreckage was found. Ever. They searched the area, submarines, everything. Nothing was found.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no end
I think
to
it's,
that story.
I think it's part of the simulation, is what I'm saying.
We know less about the water than the sky.
That's yeah, water's tough to navigate. A lot of pressure.
Which is hard to believe that.
I'm more scared of the water than sky.
What?
I jump out of planes, I'm scared of the water.
You guys know what
sharks
the deepest part of Earth is?
Mariana Trench.
Mariana Trench. Yep. You know how deep that is, Jeffrey?
Miles and miles.
I
think it's 2-3 miles.
Isn't it two of the tallest mountain? What's the? It's three of Mount Everest.
Oh
yeah?
Shit! 6.83 miles.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's living down there?
No, definitely
no,
something
that
looks like you.
There's.
Fuck.
What? You think that's funny?
It was just a joke.
Oh, it's
a funny
joke. It was actually
fun. The reason that hit me so hard is because there's a YouTube video that says how deep does the ocean go, and the fish down there are so fucking
they're
ugly.
They're gross.
And
they're
so
disgusting.
I was picturing like a really ugly fish, and
they're
he goes,
so gross.
They look like you. And I was like, I pictured you as a fish, and it just had me fucking die.
Hey, can
you
I
guys, you guys are great. Hey, listen,
what
some,
fish
at
would you
some
be?
Point in
what
my life,
lobfish.
At some point in my life, I'll find a girl to look my way. Trust me.
You have
a
many.
Girl.
You have many. You have many. You have many.
Girls love fishes.
Fuck you both. Listen to me. Naomi Osaka. I'm going to get serious for a second,
yeah.
Okay?
Tennis
player. Did you see this the other day?
I think I heard about it.
Big tennis player.
Huge.
I just wanted to get...
She's
so
up-and-coming girl in tennis. I don't know exactly
young,
her
right?
age. Yeah, young. And she's taken over. She's the new Serena.
She's had some...
Yeah.
She's been very transparent about her struggles
with mental health. And she decided to not
do press.
And they fined her 15,000. I believe it was the Australian or French Open.
French Open,
15,000. And she quit. She, you know, took herself out of the tournament because of it.
Because it started to
and
make
there was a
it,
lot
it
of backlash.
Started to make a wave, a splash, because she was being fined, and the news was starting to focus on that instead of the tournament. And she said, "I don't want to become a detriment or distraction to such a great event, and so I'm not going to take part in it." And
what a boss.
The boss move here was her transparency. And honestly, the reason I bring it up is because I know this will never get back to her, but I want to just very publicly applaud her courage in saying, I'm not well enough right now to do this. It takes a very, very strong person at that level, especially an athlete, to say, I can't do this right now. That is counter everything you are taught as an athlete to do. And I think what she showed the other day was that mental health needs to be prioritized. And no matter how many people came at her and said, this is your fucking job. This is why you're paid. This is why you're sponsored. None of it was enough. None of it was enough, and it shouldn't be enough. And I think, you know, and Steph got behind her, and obviously a lot of other athletes supported her. But I just wanted to be very clear about, you know, where I stand on it, because I loved that it happened, and I think it was a big step for sports.
Yeah, I love that. Ryan Garcia just did something really similar. Like
yep.
he had a fight, and he just fully transparent said, focusing on my mental health right now. Health in general is the most important thing in the world for any human, especially mental health.
Yep.
And I got to commend these athletes for realizing that you don't have to do these events if you're not physically and especially mentally
but
ready for
it. Wasn't the event, it was the media.
It was the
okay,
press
okay,
at
okay.
first, but I think
one
it started
parlayed
to
with the other.
She decided afterwards that it was taking away too
okay.
much attention, and she
well,
was like,
for
I'll
her.
Just back out.
Good for her. And she's young, right?
She's young. She's killing it. Killing it.
And Ryan, like, too. I was with Ryan 2 days ago, and he's doing better. He's doing better, which is good.
Yeah,
and
he's here.
I think, yeah. Oh, he is down.
Yeah,
oh, he's here for the fight.
He's coming.
But I think that's important. I think it's important to note that sometimes these, you know, little breaks or whatever lead to the person finding out what's wrong and being able to focus on getting better. And I think it's like, you know, you have these pundits and these people in the audience that want to say, like I said, do your job. it, that's why you get paid. None of that shit matters when you're in a bout of depression or anxiety or OCD or whatever. That shit doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter what anyone says to you except that you are fucking suffering. Yeah. And so you do whatever you have to do to continue living on this planet.
Yep.
And so it's I don't know. I thought it was worth mentioning. And it, May was also Mental Health Awareness Month, and we didn't have a show. So that's my piece on it.
Okay, cool. All right, guys. I'm going to go to battle. I'm going to battle.
Not sleep?
No, I'm going to sleep and then go to battle. Okay. But yeah, this is it. This is the last episode before
it.
The big fight.
Ooh, it's
so ready.
Exciting.
The blades are sharp.
Where can people buy the fight?
The next Famio time we're going to be sitting, we're going to be talking about the fight. Yep. That's wow.
Absolutely. In Puerto Rico. And we'll be talking about a W. We'll be talking about a big
crazy.
Dub. The biggest dub in the history of sports. Wow. Looking forward to beating Floyd Mayweather on Sunday, June 6th. Showtime, Famio. You'll find it. It's going to be a spectacle. Do not miss it. Where were you when Logan Paul beat Floyd Mayweather?
Row 5, baby. Row 5, baby.
Hit that subscribe button. Thank you guys for listening to Impulsive. Another remote episode. Beautiful Miami. We love you. Thank you. Dream Hotel. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.